Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, we'll start reading. Have a say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now Moses took the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert.
Yes, sir.
And came to the mountain of God, even to hear. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire with the Almighty, out of the midst of a bush.
Oh, yeah.
And looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this, not sight, but great sight, while the bush is not burned. For, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said again, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Five, and he said, draw nigh near. Put off thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standing is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon the Lord. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land unto a land and enlarge unto a land full of milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Last verse. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I have also seen oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed them. You may be seated. They call for God.
Amen.
A call from God. Exodus means departure. Amen.
Amen.
Now you do know that God told Abraham that you're going to be going into a strange land.
Really?
15 chapter 13 verse. You're going to a strange land for 400 years.
Woo.
But I'm going to bring it out. Let me talk more with
it.
In Genesis. See, God knows your upsets
and your downfalls.
And your downfalls. Because the Bible says, you do them. Psalm 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord.
You're right.
I say, but the Lord.
But the Lord.
Deliver
me. Lord.
Out of them all. We all going through something in here.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. But you
like a father. I'm not just up here by myself.
No.
We all going through something.
Amen.
Somebody may have diabetes. Somebody may have sugar diabetes.
Somebody may have heart pressure.
Somebody may have cancer. Whatever it is, we are going through. You're not. The devil is not going to just leave you alone.
Oh no.
And I'm talking to somebody. And here we have. God have saw how the children of Israel have been treated. For 400 years now, put yourself in. The Bible said that in Exodus 1 and 8, there was a king that knew not Joseph.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When God got his hand on somebody,
The world can't do no harm.
I say, when God got his name on somebody, you better leave him alone.
Yeah,
I heard the man talk about Donald Trump. You better get out of the way sooner or later. Let me tell you something. God is a terrible God.
He got to flee.
He said in Psalm 46 and 1, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in a
time of trouble.
Yes, sir.
Time of trouble.
That's what he said.
That is. The time of trouble.
So, Reverend Freer, here it is. Moses, after 40 years, had been killed a man.
Yeah.
And he left to go to Egypt.
Yes, sir.
Because he was afraid that they would do him something. But he just did not know, if you look in verse 2, that the Bible say Jacoby, that was his mama's name, left him down by the riverside. Mm-hmm. And his sister stood afar off, wondering what's going to happen to her. But the Bible said that Pharaoh's daughter came down to take a bad run or a slave master. And she heard the cry of that baby. And she had pity and compassion on that baby. Don't God have compassion on that baby? He wake us up early this morning. He start us on our way early this morning. We're running in our feet this morning.
Amen.
We're tapping in our hands this morning.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Because let me tell you something. If the Lord hadn't woke us up this morning, you what would we be?
You look cool, boy.
But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Bible said, not only that, the Bible says Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We all have been redeemed. I think we have. We all have been set apart from the world. He said, be in the world, but not up. And the children of Israel, the Egyptians had their foot on their necks. How many of you have been in that situation that even had their foot on their neck? You're on your job, he said, Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to help me.
You're right, man. You're right.
I'm talking to somebody.
You're right.
You might not be talking to everybody, but I'm talking to somebody.
Oh, yeah. You
shouldn't be told.
Let the other.
But the children of Israel, let's look. The Bible said, she dabbed it with slime and with pitch or with two and left the baby for dead. Good God. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe in abortion. I'm on the radio. I don't believe in that because if you want the child, if you want the child, have a child and give it away.
Because
you don't know what that child might be. You don't know.
You're right. Tell it, Pat. You're right.
Jacob didn't know what that child was going to be.
No,
but God has his hand on that child.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Just like Ezekiel. Let's look in the Bible. The book says Ezekiel began to, God asked Ezekiel a question. He said, can these bones live? He couldn't say yes, and he couldn't say no. He said, I don't know. But the hand of the law was on. And he was in trouble.
Go ahead, tell it.
Look what happened. In verse 2:23, it came to pass.
Oh, yeah.
In the process of time. Now, that's the old wicked king now. That the king of Egypt died. That's the one say, look, let's get rid of them Hebrew children. Let's go, and if it's a male, throw him in the Nile River. Don't forget now, whatever goes around.
Come back around.
Brother Carl, let's go.
Come back around. Come with
it. Yes. Yes.
Come back.
Whatever you dish out, let's go. You might not come back again tomorrow. Because I think Galatians said, be not deceived. God is not mine. What's the man is doing?
You're going to reap it, man.
Wow. Yesterday was the 4th. My wife and child and all of them, they went, 4th of July. Ain't nothing wrong with them, but I hung out with Jesus. About 6 hours.
Amen.
Just talking to him. See, when you got a relationship with the Lord, and you got a strong relationship, you got to keep that strong relationship. You got to get to yourself. Like the Bible said, I just
steal away. Go ahead, pal.
Yes, sir.
He says,
I just get out on my knees.
Yeah. Steal away. Tell God all about your trouble.
Tell him all about my trouble.
That's it, pal. That's it.
He will.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Yeah.
But anyway,
all right.
Back to the chick. A call from God. Now, Moses here was running for his life. And he had been 40 years running. But now you're on the backside of the hill. The Bible said that he had met some dirt up in 2. And there was some Jethro's children. They had come to water their flock.
Yeah.
And there were some shepherds there. Go read this about being thrown out. And they began to try to get at them children. But Moses stood up for them. That's in chapter 2, go read it. It ain't torn out your eyes.
Yeah,
so, Jethro said, who is that man?
All right.
Who is him? The Bible said, we don't know who he is, but he helped us and we healed. He said, go get him. That's when God began to work with Moses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The man that had 600 and some thousand. He had a church, didn't he?
Hold on.
But look what happened. Look what happened. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He's a priest. Let me tell you something. When you're in God's army, God's going to take care of you. Yeah. Because I said, I heard that song, so I'm looking for my Jesus. Yeah. The choir sung that song. Yeah. I'm looking where I don't want to. You ain't got to look far for God. Because he know you look for him, you're going to find him.
Yes, sir.
He said, seek the Lord.
Real quick.
Like me.
Yeah, right.
I hear say. So, and he led the flock. Now he on the backside of the death.
Oh, yeah.
And came to the mountain. Boy, what's up, man? Mm-hmm. Won't God find you?
Yeah.
You can't hide from God.
Can't run, you can't hide.
I tried to tell you to hide from you.
Know where he know where he live, we know he come home.
Let me tell you something about God. God is too powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Too big for Donald Trump and anybody else to box me.
All right.
He told Moses, I'm gonna get ahead of myself. He said, Moses. Go tell Pharaoh.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Oh.
And he said, well, I'm going to tell you. I am.
That I am.
What kind of stuff is that? Well, I look back going to tell Governor, whatever my name is. I am that I am.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Why that man shoot me? He was probably the trap.
Yeah.
But if God with you,
the devil,
he said, I'm fighting.
Who could be against you?
I'm trying to tell you about God.
You're on it,
man. I'm trying to tell you about a man that stood out on nothing and made something out.
Yeah, right.
I think his son named Jesus in the 22nd chapter. Go read his name. I'm going to call God. He began to tell Peter in 22:31. He said, Simon. I prayed for you.
That's why the church goes still.
Because he prayed for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And had not been for the Lord on our side, we would be sitting up in these food and you didn't know about yourself.
You're right.
He said, I prayed for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because Satan had a desire to sift you
as we.
That's in Luke 22:31. I ain't gonna bother you to it. I'm Luke 22:31.
That's it.
But God.
Woo.
Oh Lord.
Oh, we should.
I'm trying to help you by God.
Oh,
God is something, ain't
you? Yeah, Lord.
You too much sugar. You too much sugar for a damn.
Yeah.
You got the Lord on your side. You say, come on, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on out here with me. Cause them bags and titles are gonna try to, you know, eat you up. Oh yeah, especially on them jaws. Let me go on. And he said, and the angel, brother God, appeared unto him in a flame of fire. That's the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, man. Yes, sir.
Look what it said, he drew. In a flame of fire.
Uh-huh.
Of the midst of a bush. God comes to you in some strange ways, brother. You don't come to y'all normal and all that. And I made him over to Gomorrah.
Yeah.
30 years ago. That's why I made on the Gomorrah.
I believe.
I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell you, God will miss you in some strange place. Some places you don't even know about. Some places you don't even know. God will make you.
You're right.
Moses trying to get somewhere. Moses said, I will work the miracles every day. We might not see it, but God works the miracles every day. It's a miracle. But he already told them that you're going to go into a strange land for 40 years. I'm going to bring you out. And I'm not going to bring you out empty handed. We got gold, silver, money, every time. That's how God is. See, you can't beat God giving. When you give your tithe and offering, God planning for something. something down the road. You ain't hurting God when you think about it and all that kind of stuff. You hurting your own self. Because he said, bless the gift than receive.
Lord.
Lord. Lord. And when the Lord, look here, there you go. When the Lord saw, that let me know that God, I know God is a spirit. But he's a powerful spirit. Because I just told you in Psalms 34 and 19, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, write it down, because you're gonna need it, you're gonna need it this week. Somebody gonna go through some hard time trying to help somebody up in here. You can't fight the devil with your fist. You got to fight him with the word. That's what the Bible said, didn't it?
Word on.
Jesus said, it is written.
Yeah.
Man should not be about bread alone, but by every
word he loved not. Amen. Love of God.
I don't see no sharp message. Look at how trying to help somebody. A call from God. God called unto him out of the midst. Now God is in the midst of that bush.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't he in the midst of that bush?
Yeah.
Because you know he said, I've seen the affliction of my people. Because, let me tell you, I'm going to hear myself. If you go read Exodus 5 and 6, when they went to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, get back to work. Mm-hmm. Beat them and everything else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did that with Donald Trump. Old mean man. I never forget. Now, they ain't care about nobody. All they care about themselves. But let me tell you something. God is a compassionate God. And God got compassion on us because we are his people and the sheep of his flock. And I'm trying to help somebody let you know, if God got his hand on you, just stay still and see the salvation.
Amen.
Trust me. Talk to God and say, Lord, you say in the word. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord, you say in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, you say in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, you gotta talk to him.
You feel right?
Oh, Lord.
Gotta talk to him.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you what his word say, because he don't want his word.
Oh, yeah.
And Numbers 23:19, right there. He said, I'm not a God that I should lie. Neither the God that I should repent. That's in Numbers 23:19. Read this is your Bible.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm trying to say, God tell you something.
He don't do it.
Write it down.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, you say that you're going to be with me through heaven and high
board.
I don't care if mom and dad are for sake, brother for sake, but the Lord ain't going to say. I don't care what you're going through. If you're in my state with God, God will see you. Listen to this, please. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush.
Oh, yeah.
And said, Moses, look what he said now. That's how he called Peter, didn't he? He called him. He said, God said, Moses. And he said, hear him out. Now, first thing he do, God tell him, take off his shoes.
Yes, sir.
Because the place where you standing?
Holy ground.
I don't know about y'all, but God said I'm holy.
Holy ground.
I'm holy all the time. Let me try to tell you something. When you get in the presence of God, you don't forget about time and nothing else.
Oh,
I got the presence of God that day, and I don't know what time ago when I come back, I saw the people coming up. I said, I'm going to preach to my own self. See, sometimes you got to get away.
Like
I said before, you got to steal away a little bit. And you got to have a talk with the Lord. And say, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. I need this. And the Lord will hear your cry.
I
need to
hear your cry.
Yeah, he will. He'll hear your cry. Yes, he will.
Look what he's saying now. Look, let me skip down. I'm trying to get somewhere. Verse 6, I know he said, I'm the God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses hid his face. He'll be scared to look because he can't look up on God.
No.
Hey, nobody look up on God. That's what he said in the third chapter. Moses said, Lord, let me see your faith.
Really?
God said, you can't see my face. He said, but I'm going to get in a cliff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hide my face, and you can see my back part.
Yeah.
But my face, nobody can see it live.
Right.
You can't see God's face. So he hid his face. That's he got that one seeing. Now, what you going to try to go for yourself? And the Lord said, I surely seen the afflictions of my people, which are eating. In other words, he's a God. And the only thing God wanted to do, go out there and have a sacrifice. That's all he wanted to do. They made a big issue out of Pharaoh. Y'all know some Pharaoh? Y'all got some Pharaohs? Y'all got one of your jobs? Oh, Pharaoh. You up in the White House too, huh? Oh, Pharaoh. You gotta take your Social Security. You can't take that kind of stuff, right?
Unless you're a leader.
How you gonna take that?
I get so scared.
How you gonna get up there and do all what you wanna do and how you wanna do it? I'm this and I'm that. Man, let me tell you something. God says hi.
You don't know.
Be not deceived. But one day, and let me tell you something else. He comes something.
Twinkling an eye.
That we did on the day of Pentecost, he was something. That we did with the Paul and Silas in the fifth of death, he comes something. He comes quick. He said, now, this is what he's going to do. And I have come down in the world. I was in eternity. But I have come down from out of eternity.
Into time, fellas.
And that's what your Bible says. To deliver. How many know that he's a deliverer?
Yeah.
How many know that she's a deliverer? You want to deliver your children from drugs and alcohol. You want your children to be set free from all this kind of stuff that got them on, all that AI, all that kind of stuff going on. But, you know. Say, Lord, you to deliver. I need to keep your hand on my children.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, I know you got a dog that's out there. But just tell it off, turn it off the door, and say, Lord, I need you. And sooner or later.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it. And sooner or later.
He's going to fix it. It is time, though.
That's
right.
Yep.
You gonna fix it.
Just keep your hands in God and change.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I come down, he said, to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up unto a land, a good land. There's no word. God told him.
Yeah.
When he got ready to deliver them, y'all, in the 12th chapter, it's obedience. The Passover.
Yes, yeah.
He said, now he's showing Pharaoh that I'm gonna harden your heart. That's what you do, be hard in your heart sometimes, the more evil people.
Yeah.
So what he did was he said, I want you to take the blood and put it over the doorposts.
Yes.
And when they see the blood, it's gonna pass over.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what we got. We got the blood of the Lord over our house.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why the floods ain't coming tearing up all our
Yeah.
The floods coming in Detroit, all of that. Ain't coming in there. I'm just saying, because you know what? We got some praying people.
That's what I'm
saying. That's everything that's still praying.
That's what I'm saying.
To the Lord.
That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, back to what I'm saying. A call from God. They say, take the blood. When I send the destroyer, it's going to come over your house to the next house and to the next house. But if I send blood, it's coming in. And so the 12th chapter was a chapter in Abraham that all Pharaoh and his army and all the people had a great cry. Because they didn't think their day was coming. But your day coming too. But you doing good? I got a payday coming. Not before I get on the other side. You could get it right here before you get on the other side. Because let me tell you something. This book is for all of us to do right. To try to do right. But if you keep your hand in sin,
I hate sin. He hates sin. That separation from you.
Back to the text. The 14th chapter. I'm getting ahead of myself. The 14th chapter. And the 14th verse said, the Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold. This is for somebody. The 14th chapter and the 14th verse said, the Lord shall fight for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and you shall hold your peace. In other words, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the children was coming out because God had his hand on the children.
Amen.
You know, if God got his hand on somebody, I don't know who I'm talking to. But God had his hand on Joseph. They brothers tried to do it bad. But I heard, I'm just getting on that for a minute. I heard God was looking and taking notes.
Oh Lord.
His life.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, Jacob in the 42nd chapter of Genesis, it came to pass. Jacob had got old. And see, when you get old, you know, people don't think they know where they are.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, get on down there to Egypt.
Hold on.
Go and get some corn down there. But they had forgot they had to lie to their father about that an animal came and told Joseph. But Joseph was in land, and Joseph was the governor of that land.
Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody let you know that when God get ready to bless you, when God get ready to set you free. He said this, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. They told me that they said, Daniel prayed for the nation. Moses fought for the nation. And who did my cry for the nation? Can I get with you?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses had killed a man and was on the backside of the desert, tending to his father Jethro's sheep. And God began to come to him in a burning bush and talk to God. And God talked to Moses. And Moses began to say within himself, I'm going to turn aside and see this great sight. While the bush is not burning. Are you hearing me? I don't know about you, but when God called you, he will be quick. Can I get a witness? I said, when God called you, he will be quick. The Bible says that in the 14th chapter, Sister means it was at the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army began to run behind him. God got them trapped in. They had nowhere to get out. And the Red Sea in front. But I heard God. I said, I heard God say a picture. I say, woo. A little fuck. I say, woo. Somebody ain't getting it yet. I say, woo.